As Yosef predicts, there is a famine in the land of Egypt, and the famine is very severe. And Yosef, who collected during the 7 years of prosperity, he collected great storehouses of food, now sells the food to the Egyptians. Not only does he sell it to the Egyptians, he also sells it to the people who are coming from Eretz Canaan, because Eretz Canaan is also undergoing the same famine. And they buy all the food, and they eat all the food, and they run out of food very quickly. And they return to Yosef and say, "What can we do? We have no money left." And Yosef says, "Okay, you have no money, so I'll give you food in exchange for your livestock, for your cattle, for your flock." And they give Yosef all of their livestock. Yosef provides them with food. And then it says that in the second year, they come back to Yosef and they say, "We have no livestock left and we have no money. We need food, otherwise we're going to die." And Yosef says, "Okay, then you will be slaves. We will exchange the food for yourselves and your lands. So you, together with your lands, are going to belong to Paroi, and you'll have food." And then we don't hear anything else about the famine. It sounds like the famine ceases, even though the famine was supposed to last for 7 years. Yosef had predicted the famine would last 7 years. The first year, they paid money and livestock. The second year, they have no livestock left. Yosef acquires them and their land. And that's it. After the second year, it's over. Well, what's going on? Yosef predicted that it would last 7 years. And the Medrash says, in the Medrash Rabbah, that with the arrival of Yaakov Avinu, the famine ceased. In the merit of Yaakov, there was no more famine. So the Ramban says, well, they must have lost trust in Yosef, because Yosef made a prediction, and based on that prediction, they appointed him the ruler of the land. Turns out his prediction was false. They don't know that it was in the merit of Yaakov. How would they know that? So if the prediction turned out to be false, Yosef would have lost his trust in the eyes of the people, and would have thus forfeited his entitlement to leadership. His whole entitlement to leadership was based on his predictions, and his predictions are false. So the Ramban gives four different approaches. We don't have time for all of the approaches. He doesn't like three out of the four. And he chooses one approach. The one approach is based on a Tosefta, a Tosefta in Masechta Sota, which says that when Yaakov died, the famine returned for another 5 years. So it lasted 2 years before Yaakov's arrival. Yaakov arrives, the famine ceases. Then when Yaakov dies, the famine returns for 5 years. That's what Rabbi Yossi says in the Tosefta. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Yossi because he says that's a chilul Hashem, that something should happen in the merit of a tzaddik, a righteous person. Then when the righteous person passes away, the calamity returns. So he disagrees. And then Rabbi Shimon, who disagrees with Rabbi Yossi, his son Rabbi Elazar says, "I don't know what my father was talking about." Rabbi Yossi was correct. It's a bigger Kiddush Hashem when it's clear that the reason why the famine had stopped was because of the righteous person. And what makes that clear is that when the righteous person dies, the famine returns. So the fact that the famine returns after the righteous person dies is more of a Kiddush Hashem, because it shows that the reason why the famine had stopped was only in the merit of the righteous person. So he agrees with Rabbi Yossi. But anyway, we don't have time to discuss the debate over here, and the other two approaches. But the Ramban's final approach, and his fourth approach, is that when the Pasuk, first there were 7 years of prosperity. During those 7 years, Yosef gathered up all of the grain and all of the food that was to be found in the land, and he stored them up. Now, other people also stored them up. People knew that this was going to happen. People were aware of the prediction of famine. So the rest of the land also stored up whatever they had. That storage lasted for 5 years of the famine. For the first 5 years of the famine, people were sustained by what they had already stored up during the years of prosperity. It was only after 5 years of famine where they ran out of food and had to buy money from Yosef, buy food from Yosef. And they ran out of money, etc. The whole story begins after 5 years of famine. So when it says that in the second year, Yosef bought themselves, their bodies, and their land, the second year means the seventh year of the famine. It was the second year following the 5 years of famine during which they had enough sustenance. So in the second year of their lack of sustenance, which was the seventh year of the famine, is when they had nothing left, and Yosef had to acquire them and their lands for Paran. Okay, well, we'll have to stop here.